The walls were of wood, but the floor consisted of a large iron trough, and when I came to examine it, I could see a crust of metallic deposit all over it. I had stooped and was scraping at this to see exactly what it was, when I heard a muttered exclamation in German, and saw the cadaverous face of the colonel looking down at me.
"What are you doing there?"
he asked. I felt angry at having been tricked by so elaborate a story as that which he had told me. "I was admiring your Fuller's Earth," said I. "I think that I should be better able to advise you as to your machine if I knew what the exact purpose was for which it was used." The instant that I uttered the words, I regretted the rashness of my speech. His face set hard, and a baleful light sprang up in his grey eyes.
"Very well," said he. "You shall know all about the machine."
He took a step backwards, slammed the little door, and turned the key in the lock. I rushed towards it and pulled at the handle, but it was quite secure, and did not give in the least to my kicks and shoves. "Hello!" I yelled. "Hello, Colonel! Let me out!"